Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making this long weekend. And I'll tell you what, the top story, and there isn't a close second, is the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Voting is a week from tomorrow, February 21, week from tomorrow. There's been a lot of early voting already. I've already voted. You can go in your community anywhere and vote in-person absentee. What does that mean? It means that you show up, they give you a ballot, you fill it out, it's registered electronically and physically, and you vote it. Just don't go on election day and vote a second time. But vote early. Vote very early if you can. A couple of recent developments over the weekend. The Republicans are getting increasingly scared about Janet Protasiewicz. And remember, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, Protasiewicz, is a candidate that stands for getting rid of gerrymandering, for holding the 1849 abortion statute unconstitutional, for not letting people continue to serve after their times expire, like Fred Pran, cancer man, Wausau dentist, now retired for 18 months, instrumental in putting forever chemicals in our water. And also, she would certify whoever wins the 2024 election, Democrat or Republican, no funny business, no monkeying around. Now, let me give you the state of the race right now. I think Janet Protasiewicz is either ahead or right near the top, surging. Couple of things, and I'm not in business to give candidates advice. They don't want my advice. They have their consultants. Anytime some candidate calls you up and say, I'd really like to have your advice on this issue, really like to have your advice on my campaign, on foreign policy, they want money, okay? They don't want advice, but they got to say they want advice. So Dan Kelly, I would be the last guy that he would call for advice, but I'm going to give him some advice right now. He is afraid of Jennifer Doro. He's afraid of Jennifer Doro. He is spending a lot of money. When I say he, I mean it is one of his tarantulas, an out-of-state billionaire, putting millions of dollars in his race. He couldn't raise $2. People listen to him and they run screaming the other way. But this guy raises money from these people, and he's attacking Doro, constantly attacking Doro. He says that she is, quote, she doesn't have the legal knowledge, doesn't have the legal knowledge. He would never endorse her if she won the primary. She doesn't have the legal intellect. This is what he said. And she doesn't have the necessary conservative credentials. Now, candidates attacking women as not having a sufficient intellect goes back to the dawn of time. And it's false. And it's annoying as hell. And this idiot is doing that now. The truth is that Jennifer Doro went to the same law school Kelly did about the same as he did. She's a judge. He was elected. He was not elected. He was appointed by Walker. But both of them are peas in a pod. Both of them are bad news. Bad news. They both would support gerrymandering. They both would vote in favor of the Republican Party. They are both endorsed by Supreme Court justices who would not certify Joe Biden. Jennifer Doro is endorsed by Pat Rogensack, the justice that she wants to replace, who would not endorse Joe Biden. On the Supreme Court, she wouldn't endorse him in a decision. Kelly is supported by another one, Rebecca Grassl Bradley, not the good Bradley, which is Ann Walsh Bradley, who's supporting Janet Protasiewicz, but the bad, I say bad, this is not a moral judgment, this is in her policies, Rebecca Grassl Bradley, who also would not endorse Joe Biden. If you want more of the same, if you want a Supreme Court that's frankly in the hip pocket of the Republican Party and their donors, and will never endorse a Democrat, and will sustain and nurture gerrymandering, you vote for Kelly or Doro. But what Kelly is doing is quite stupid. I'm going to go out on a limb. You know, look, I'm not a prognosticator in horse races or football games, but in politics, you can smell some trends. And I'll tell you this, Kelly's making a big mistake spending all of his money attacking Janet Doro for having an insufficient intellect and conservative credential. The truth is, her intellect is the same as Kelly's, and I find them both wanting. And the fact of the matter is that her conservative credentials are the same as Kelly's, and I find them wanting too. I want somebody who, number one, will get rid of gerrymandering. Above all, get rid of gerrymandering. In fair maps, this is a 50-50 state. Number one is getting rid of gerrymandering. Number two, the 1849 statute. That statute was passed 174 years ago, right after Wisconsin became a state. Women could not vote. It was based on 19th century science. There are statutes going back hundreds of years before that. There are statutes that in merry old England that go back to the 1300s, the 1400s. Nobody enforces them anymore. There's been updating. You don't do this with an 1849, 174-year-old statute. Janet Protasiewicz will hold that unconstitutional. Doro and Kelly will say it's constitutional. It will continue to drive OBGYNs out of the state. I want a justice who certifies whoever wins the 2024 election. I don't care who it is, but if they win it with the majority of the vote, the state of Wisconsin, I want them certified. Janet Protasiewicz will certify them. Doro and Kelly will not. The clown Pren, the cancer man, cancer boy, dentist from Wausau. Dr. Fred, why does the drill bit glow in the dark, Dr. Fred? Dr. Fred, are you sticking that in my mouth, Dr. Fred? This guy, for 18 months after his term expired, hung on in collusion with the Republican state senators, including LeMahieu, the leader. And he voted, cast a deciding vote to keep forever chemicals in our water. Courtesy of the Republican Party, we have cancer in our water all through the state. I'm tired of listing the municipalities. I've listed them before, including Green Bay, including Lake Michigan. Some bodies of water, lakes, rivers, streams, you can only take like one certain kind of fish once a month, or maybe eat once a month. The day will come in this state, you look at a stream somewhere, a lake, it'll glow in the dark, and maybe your grandson can eat one fish, and then maybe his great-grandson can eat one fish. This is Wisconsin we're talking about. Janet Protasiewicz will not permit anyone, Republican or Democrats, to stay beyond their term. Period, end of story. Now, this is just great. This is just in. The Republicans now have filed a complaint against Judge Janet Protasiewicz with the Wisconsin Judicial Commission, saying that she has telegraphed how she will vote on cases. Oh, really? She hasn't done that at all. Do you ask her how she's going to vote? She's not going to tell you. I am drawing on my knowledge of her for 40 years of how she's going to vote and what she said. So she said women have a right to choose. So they filed a complaint against her. And they say that tips off her vote. Well, hell, Doro and Kelly have both said they're pro-life. All right, I mean, I respect that. Don't get me wrong. They have a right to say that. They have a First Amendment right to say that. But give me a break. You're going to file a complaint against one side, not the other? Both of them are supported by justices who voted not to certify Joe Biden. That, by the way, was wrong of those justices. But Kelly and Doro would do the same thing. And Janet Protasiewicz says, I will certify whoever wins. That's what the Constitution says. So they file a complaint against her. The only reason they're filing a complaint against her is so that the word complaint appears in a headline somewhere. And some doofus sits there and he yawns. He goes, oh, there's a complaint. That must be a bad thing. Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand what's going on? That election is a week from tomorrow. It's a 10-year election, 10 years. I do not want gerrymandering for 10 more years. I didn't want it at all. I don't want it for 6 or 7 more years till 2030. You know, these forever chemicals stay in the water forever. The Republican Party is a forever chemical. They perpetuate themselves like a forever chemical. This Michaels, who ran for governor and fortunately lost just before the election, said, if I'm elected, no Republican will ever lose an election again in this state. That's what he said. That is a forever chemical. We don't want cancer in our water. We don't want cancer in our fish. We don't want deer drinking cancer water. And we don't want cancer in our political system and cancer in our democracy. And gerrymandering is simply perpetuating, no matter what the popular vote, perpetuating one-party domination who then serve their donors. And they serve the manufacturers who want to put cancer in the water. They do not want more stringent standards. They will not certify Democrats. They will fight. And now they have 6 tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court. Do you see what's happening? Do you see what's happening? It's as plain as a nose on your face. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz a week from tomorrow and do it early if you can. We're coming to a quick break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is unbelievable. Ron Johnson just gets reelected to a 6-year term by sliming Mandela Barnes, by blackening the skin tones on his face in ads and just putting him up on the screen alongside black criminals. And he's innocent. Nothing to do with it. And he snuck in. And so what is the first thing he does? Right, quite literally now, almost the first thing he does, he once again calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme, and says that it should be sunsetted every year, that they should vote on it again every year, or it doesn't continue, and they can't vote on anything every year. They can't vote on a budget. They can't even vote on a continuing resolution. They can't even vote to increase the debt limit. This is a fake. In other words, that would end Social Security and Medicare. Now, Ponzi, there was a guy named Ponzi back in Massachusetts in the 1920s, and I had an odd connection in this respect. The office, he went to prison, but the office that he had, the building, another law firm occupied, and I took a deposition there. And they were proud there was a plaque. This law firm, it goes, Charles Ponzi operated out of here. What Charles Ponzi did is he invented the Ponzi scheme. And what you do is you just say to everybody, I'll invest your money. You all send it in and he spends it and keeps it, doesn't do anything. When you call him up and say, I'd like to redeem, 10 grand, he just gives you 10 grand out of new money that came in. and it keeps going until more people want to redeem than comes in, and then he goes to prison. Bernie Madoff did the same thing. For Ron Johnson, and he used the term Ponzi scheme, it was in the last couple of days, for John Johnson to say that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme is not only a lie, but is disgusting. And he did it because he just got reelected and he has six more cushy years of hanging out there in the Senate dining room. Tired of the guy, I'll tell you what. This is not a Ponzi scheme. This money is paid in. We all pay in. And there's a payroll tax. Your employer pays in too. If you're self-employed, you pay in twice, basically. You have all that money in there. And what? This clown who has a good cushy pension from the Senate, his whole salary, gets his whole salary the rest of his life. I think if he puts in 10 years, and now with this two terms, he'll put in more than 10 years. The clown goes, it's a Ponzi scheme. And so therefore, we should vote on every year, chuckle, chuckle, because we know it won't happen. Rick Scott is feeling the heat. There are more seniors per capita in, actually more seniors, period, in Florida than anywhere in the country. And the clown says it should be voted on every 5 years, sunset it. Now, clown's taking some heat. So he says, no, why don't we make it more difficult to change Social Security, but it still should be sunset. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. And then this is the coup de grace. Then I'll go to the lines, a couple of callers. Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy has a meeting with what he calls the five families. Now, that's a very unfortunate reference to organized crime and the mafia in New York, quite frankly, calling them families. What he means is the five interest groups. You have the squad, the Matt Gaetz, I mean, the right-wing squad, the Matt Gaetzes, Marjorie Taylor Greens. You have the moderates. Yeah, this one, apparently there's five of them. This is a pathology. The five families trying to get them together and agree on something on debt limit, and he's not having much success. This is a clown show. We're going to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Start with Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, as far as a quick comment about Rojo, he's talking the same jive he has for years, and it's like, you know, unfortunately, we're going to listen to him for six more years. We'll just have to grin and bear it. I want to just, as we approach the 21st election, what's grabbing all the headlines in the last 5 days or 6 days is, and I figured being that you've been in, you were in the military and stuff, you have any kind of insight as to what in the hell, all of a sudden, all this stuff flying over Canada and the United States, and it's like, all of a sudden, you know, like, and then, you know, they're going on scramble runs and blowing it out of the sky. What is your possible theory as far as what that could possibly be, or the origin or whatever? What's your gut feeling?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. I'm going to respond, and then after that, we're going to probably go to a break, and the rest of you hold, do not hang up. I will get to you first right after the break. Do not hang up. But to answer that excellent question from Andy, there was a congressman from Connecticut who just was briefed, and he had a terrific response to it, and I agree with him, and it's this. The Chinese spy balloon was a spy balloon, and Biden did a great job. He talked to the military. He talked to the senior leadership in the House and the Senate on both sides. And they agreed to wait till it got over open water and shoot it down, because it really was a pretty large object. But in the meantime, they changed their jamming signals in all our secure facilities around the country. Not only were we in no danger, but we were able to pick up information in the sky from these characters, Chinese characters. These other things, you know, over the Yukon, over Canada, you know, over Lake Huron, it passed over Wisconsin. This Connecticut congressman who's been briefed, and I agree with him, said there's a lot of junk up there in the air, and our radar tends to be focused on more substantial incoming missiles where we can get them right away. And the Chinese spy balloon was big enough to be picked up. However, there's tons of stuff up there all the time. This may or may not be foreign. It may or may not be deliberate, and it may or may not be a problem. I personally think the one over Alaska was a problem because of the size of an automobile. And I think we do have to shoot them down. But I would say that there's more junk floating around up there than you can shake a stick at. And several of this is Chinese and that kind of thing. But Some of it may be simply junk, and we have to stand by and find out from the debris. We're going to a quick break. Do not hang up. I'll get back after you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to you right now. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. Your first. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, Johnson, Senator Johnson, for another 6 years, will do nothing for the people because he's owned by dark money. Can't do anything about it now but learn. The upcoming Supreme Court race for the state of Wisconsin, same thing is going to happen. I think Janet's going to get the nomination, but the dark money's coming after her because they don't want to lose what they have. And one of the things is the gerrymandered districts. So people are going to have to understand, no matter what they say, democracy is on the line in the state of Wisconsin, period. So if nothing else, please vote for democracy, because the same people that got the man that wants to take Social Security and Medicare away, and like I said, he's owned by the dark money, that same money is coming after Judge Janet. So that's my piece for today, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, those are outstanding comments, and that's right. And one thing to think about it is these E-lines, this U-line character out of Illinois, I think he contributed $70 million in the last biennium across a lot of races. He's already put in over $1 million. He can put in many millions. And I'll tell you something, in Wisconsin, a couple of $1 million, you can be on TV 24/7 statewide for the 6 weeks in the general election. If you see anything negative about Judge Janet, which you haven't really seen yet because there isn't anything negative on her, don't believe it. There is no filter where they have to satisfy some judge before they go on TV. They lie continuously. These ads are lies. The whole point is they want gerrymandering. If they have gerrymandering, they control the state. They control the state. They even control executive positions, even if a Democrat wins like Evers, because they passed lame duck legislation to give a lot of his powers to Voss. This is very serious. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, if we get her in there, we can restore some sanity. If we don't, we won't. Going back to the lines, Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Adrian of Madison.
Hey, Matt. The only way that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme is if we adopt Ron Johnson's plan for annual renewal. That would destroy Social Security, and the people who paid into it their whole lives won't get their money back.
You're right 100%. And listen to what Adrian just said. You have Ron Johnson, who said he wants it sunsetted every year and revoted on. Let me tell you something. In 1935, it almost didn't pass under Roosevelt, and then the Supreme Court was going to rule it unconstitutional until he scared him by threatening to pack the court. A guy named Owen Roberts chickened out, right-wing nut on the court, and so by a very slim margin, it passed constitutionality. But these six tarantulas on the Supreme Court could render it unconstitutional any time. I don't think they have the guts to do it, but it's easier for them if they have complicit senators. And one of them, there are two complicit senators. Actually, there are a whole bunch of them, but the ones who are most mouthy about it are Ron Johnson, who says it should be sunsetted every year, and Rick Scott of Florida, who says it should be sunsetted every 5 years. Whichever thing you pass or you pick, if you had to re-vote on Social Security and Medicare either every year or every 5 years, that would be the end of it. They can't even vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government going until they cave in at 5 p.m. on the day it's going to fall apart. They can't even agree to raise the debt limit for money that's already been allocated. It's not new money. They can't even agree on a budget. What makes you think they're going to agree on Social Security and Medicare when you've paid into it all those years? And let me tell you one other thing before we go into our next subject. What are the most attractive targets for thieves? And by that, I mean Republicans who have their eyes on Social Security. I mean vulture investors, and this is very common. They take over a company and they strip its assets and make money that way and then throw everybody out of work. There was a case in Milwaukee going back almost 50 years. Company comes in, takes over another company, and they decided that they're going to seize the pension funds for the blue-collar workers, but not the white-collar workers. That went to court. And fortunately, back then, we had decent judges, and they put a stop to that. But vulture investors will come in, and the biggest pot of money, a plump goose that they can throw in the grill, are the pension funds. Social Security should be considered a pension fund. You paid into it. You've earned it. You've earned it. You can't be having clowns come in and seize it because it's a night pot of money that they can use for tax cuts for themselves, for the top 1-2% in the country. That is what is happening. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You should not take pension funds. You should not seize them. In private industry, it happens all the time. People come in and they try to figure out a way to borrow. First of all, they may borrow against the pension fund. That just shifts the owner. If they don't repay the money or hide it somewhere and it's hard to trace it, they can then put the onus on whoever is going to foreclose. There are a lot of tricks. Don't fall for any of the tricks. If there's a Republican who's even wishy-washy on Social Security, who says, well, we got to make it better. Franklin Roosevelt had a great line. Go on YouTube. You can hear his own voice. Franklin Roosevelt goes, in the next election, after it passed in 35 and 36 and 38 and 40, they kept saying, we want to make it better. Vote for Republicans. Franklin Roosevelt said, they say they want to make it better. Of course they do. Of course they do. And then he chuckled. That's all he had to say. They're not trying to make it better. They want to sunset it so they can steal it. And if that doesn't get through your head, you're going to end up at some point with less Social Security and eventually no Social Security, and eventually vouchers for Medicare and privatization for Social Security, where you'll put your money into the equivalent of 401k. And I'll be honest with you, and I include myself in this, you do not know enough about investing to make sure that you have a sufficient amount of money when you retire to throw off $2,000 a month, $25,000 a month, $18,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $1,200 a month, whatever you need, whatever you're getting in Social Security, that at least you can rent an apartment, a heated apartment, and buy some food. I will go out on a limb and say none of us have the expertise to invest money that can assure that. With Social Security, you are assured that, and your assured cost of living increases. Under no circumstances, vote for a Republican if you have any doubt that they're going to get rid of Social Security. I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a great poem by Carl Sandburg. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't happen all at once. You don't have guys with submachine guns showing at your door and mowing you down. They trick you and cheat you bit by bit, slowly by slowly, inch by inch, step by step. I'm going to give you another one. The Republicans passed a law, which I think is unconstitutional, that says that one anonymous legislator can block any expenditure over $250,000 out of the Knowles Nelson fund, which buys public lands like forests and keeps them for the environment, okay? So one legislator who's anonymous, and then Voss or LeMahieu go, I can't tell you who it is, but somebody didn't like it, so you can't make that expenditure. This has real life consequences. Here is what happened. Last month, one anonymous Republican legislature killed a DNR plan to spend $15.5 million to preserve 56,000 acres of forest in northern Wisconsin. 56,000 acres. 11 million of it was coming from the federal government. It would have only cost $4 million out of a biennial budget of about $90 billion. I like walking through the forest in northern Wisconsin. I like the Shawmigan Forest. I have relatives in Hayward and relatives in Jump River. You want to know where Jump River is? It's near Ladysmith. You want to know where Ladysmith is? It's in Rusk County, okay? If you walk through a forest in northern Wisconsin, you're at peace. I'm at peace. It's bigger than I am. It knows more than I do. It remembers more than I do. Native Americans in the state have a great saying. They go, "We must speak up for the water because the water cannot speak up for itself. We must speak up for the forest because the forest cannot speak up for itself." The Knowles Nelson Fund, named after Senator Warren Knowles, Governor Knowles, actually, he was a state senator and then governor, and Gaylord Nelson, who was a state senator and then governor and then senator, has money dedicated to buying up lands like this to preserve them. And the word out of the legislature is that this anonymous legislator went, "Oh, well, we need property taxes. We need to develop the forest." Let me tell you something. Not only is that wrong and immoral, it's stupid. It's worse than a crime. It's a blunder. Tourism is a multi-billion dollar industry in this state. You start chopping down your forest to put in what? Gas stations or whatever? You're going to lose a lot, but it's also more immoral and it's stupid. There was also a project you may have heard of. This is called the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs. I think it's around the Port Washington area, outside of it. That's being held. That was held up by an anonymous legislator. I'm going to give you a constitutional law opinion. I don't think it is constitutionally correct to let one anonymous legislator. How do I know they aren't lying? I mean, how do I know there's any anonymous legislator? How do I know that legislator hasn't been bribed by dark money, by somebody who wants to develop the forest? If you elect Janet Protasiewicz, she will hold that procedure unconstitutional. I think when it comes to the Nelson Fund, Knowles Nelson Fund, that if the legislature wants to stop it, it should be required to be put out on the floor, not just bottled up in committee by an anonymous or non-anonymous legislator, and voted on so people can see what they say. All of these Republicans in northern Wisconsin, if people get the idea that they're going to let the Shawmigan Forest be developed, forests around Hayward and Jump River, tell you what, they're not going to be in office very long. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Tony Evers has suggested increasing the amount of exemption from vote to 500,000 from 250. Yeah, I mean, I'll support that. But what does that give you? This thing was 15 million, 11 million from the feds. Remember, the Republicans also, they're economically illiterate. They turned down, what, almost a billion for train money from the feds, a billion in Medicaid from the feds, which is our tax money. And it didn't go back to reducing the deficit. It went to California and Minnesota. These idiots. And then, so we gave up transportation money. States in the South, in the East, they have military bases, they have ports, they have space centers because their weather is better and more accessible to ships. We got nothing. We got what Patty shot at. Oh, here's a billion for trains. We don't take it because the clown Walker was running for president and thought he wanted to be a conservative. He doesn't know what a conservative is. He was up there at those presidential debates. Dark money put $90 million into his campaign in Iowa. And he looked like the plastic groom on a wedding cake. I mean, he just stood there, sort of giving a sad grin. I mean, this is what's happening out of Wisconsin, and you're voting for that. Not everybody listening to my show, I understand that. Not you and me, but people are voting for it. They're voting for Ron Johnson, says he wants to sunset Social Security every year. A clown, an anonymous clown, won't let us spend $15 million to preserve 56,000 acres of forest so it can be developed. This is the Republican Party. This is why you need Judge Janet Protasiewicz. It's the best we can do at this point. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844 967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have three callers, and I have 8 minutes. So each of you will get a little over 2 minutes. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
I'll be brief. Your attention to this issue of one anonymous person on the joint finance saying no to land purchases that benefit the whole of Wisconsin is the best example I can think of fascism creeps in on little cat feet. If there is a reason why these purchases should not go forward, they should be examined. There should be transparency. They should be brought onto the floor. I would offer for consideration for people that when you're dealing with large parcels such as they're talking about here, there is a phenomenon called the kingdom lot that is gained purchase in parlance in real estate circles. It's a 10,000 acre property that effectively cuts off access, cuts off the possibility of wildlife corridors in a space. It was brought by the Republicans to have one anonymous person who can say no to these purchases. It's wrong. We need transparency, and we need to know what's happening on our government. Thanks a lot, Matt. I'll cede to other people who want to talk.
Yeah, thank you. And Joe, I'm with you 100%, and it is fascism. It's also not constitutional democracy. How do I know there was an anonymous person? How do I know if they haven't been bribed by dark money? And we're not going to get, 56,000 acres of forest that would only cost us $4 million because some clown says that there's an anonymous legislator. If you have democracy, you have to know what your representatives are doing. Thank you for calling. Next up, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Well, degradation, voting rights, who benefits, Foxconn deal. Everybody get your butts out and vote for Janet Protasiewicz to save our state. We're all counting on you. Need to get out there. Vote early. It's really easy to do. Thank you very much, Matt. Next on. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gene, that is terrific, and I'm with you 100% because some of this, including what I just described and what Joe was commenting on, which is setting up a rigged deal where one person objects anonymously. What, do we have an anonymous legislature of one? I mean, you can't have anonymous judges and anonymous legislators and anonymous congressmen affecting your lives. And here it's one gerrymandered anonymous legislator is holding up 57,000 acres of forest. And that has wildlife implications. It has wetlands implications. It has migratory bird pattern. It had so many things. Plus, quite frankly, I like walking through forests, and I don't like walking around gas stations. So the idea is we like hunting in this state, do we? We like fishing. Well, how about standing up for hunting and fishing? Thanks an awful lot, Gene. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today? Bill of Shorewood.
Hey, Matt. The first thing I'd like to point out is that Ronald Reagan is no Charles Ponzi. In 1985, they modified Social Security to increase the payroll tax to pay for bonds. And that bonds are put into what's called the trust fund. Those bonds were paid for by you and me and all the other boomers to pay forward part of our retirement package. There is no other assets in the system for them to take because the payroll tax that's currently being paid goes out immediately to current retirees. In addition, some of those bonds are now being cashed in to make up the scheduled benefits that retirees are entitled to, and every year the amount that you're entitled to has been published. Before the internet, it was in your public library, and now it's on the internet at ssa.gov. Those were promises in exchange for those payroll taxes. Every single dollar in the bond fund is earmarked for those benefits. Now, the bonds will run out in 2035. This is what Johnson and the others confuse with going bankrupt or broke or insolvent. That's simply one way out of many that this thing can be financed. You can extend the age a little bit.
Hold on, Bill.
I know you're running out of time. I'm sorry.
I am. This is excellent stuff. One thing that Joe Biden has proposed is that right now it's cut off around 160 grand where you're taxed for Social Security. Do a donut up to 400 and then kick it in again. I think that's not a bad idea. Tatter Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, Matt, you were talking about early voting or one of your callers brought it up, and I've tried it the last couple of times, and it's just so easy and convenient where I live in the Madison area, and I just really highly recommend it, but I'm not clear if it's really that easy everywhere or if it's just that my city's doing a great job of offering lots of locations and hours and everything, but it's just so great and convenient.
Yeah, Tatter Billy, thank you very much. And I can attest that in Milwaukee, it's super easy. I mean, we go down to there are many locations here in Milwaukee, but one of them is the municipal building. You go in. I went in with one of those rainy, snowy things about a week ago, and there was hardly anybody there. This is Milwaukee. I go in. They give me the ballot. They take me over to the machine. It's new technology. They show me how to do it. Everybody that comes in, and then bingo, you've done. They give you a sticker. It says, I voted. I think it's, I know it's easy all around the state. In smaller municipalities, there'll be even fewer lines, quite frankly. And one of the things I found is that if you go, well, yeah, I'm going to vote, and then election day, you know, it's you can't find a babysitter, you can't get off of work or whatever. Please do go down and vote early. You can vote absentee in person. You didn't used to be able to when I was growing up, but I mean, now you can. And you can also, of course, do it by mail, but that's a separate deal. And on the separate deal, if you've already done that, great. But at this point, just go down there. There's virtually no line if you go at the right time. And if there's a line, you come back some other time. But in the meantime, you'll have voted. And there's been a large, large anticipatory vote. Now, remember, next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, the primary, February 21 for Supreme Court. 6 weeks later, April 4, the general election. It's essential to get Judge Janet Protasiewicz in if we want to get rid of gerrymandering, get rid of the 1849 statute, certify whoever wins the 2024 election, no favoritism, and stop creeping fascism in this state. We go into the end of the show. Great calls. Great call as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.